Oh, hello there. I hope you're sitting on your throne in your castle right now, or what others refer to as the toilet in your house, as you listen to this podcast about the total home experience, where we discuss how to make every home more easy, effortless, and enjoyable to live in. I'm JP Taxman, founder of Relief Key, and will be the voice in your head for the next 10 minutes to an hour. Let's get after it, shall we?
Welcome to the Total Home Experience.
It's strong. It's black. It holds me up. It's my bed frame. Yep, I'm reviewing my bed frame today. And I quite like it. It's a Zinus bed frame. At least I think that's how you say their brand name. I got it from Wayfair a few months ago, and it's just really simple. I like the simple look. It's low to the ground. I don't like high beds. I like to be able to just fall down onto it. I don't want to climb up into a bed. Never understood that. It also is the perfect height for me to stretch every night. I have a stretching routine that I just do on the edge of the bed, so it's not an extra resistance to me doing it, because I will not do it very easily, so I need to remove all barriers. So I just do it on the edge of the bed, and it's the perfect height for me to stretch on. So this bedroom is really good. The only thing is it doesn't have a headboard, which I plan to build at some point. I want it to be attached to the wall, mounted to the wall, and then I might build my own mounting system, but I might just buy a TV bracket mount that I can then attach to the headboard, and then I can tilt it. I just want some tilting ability so that I can rest on it. I want it to be slanted so that when I'm hanging out in bed, I can have my back on it and have a tilt to it, without having to just put like a pillow under my head, which works pretty well, but I don't really think it, I think it's really bad for my spine. And so I don't want to do that anymore. And that's why I'm kind of coming up with this bed frame or headboard idea. I also am thinking about adding a table that swings around in front of me, and then I can swing over to the right. And that way I can, if I want to draw or put my computer on it, I can kind of have this table that's movable and also probably mounted to the wall, but I might just mount it to the bed frame potentially. I'm not sure what I'm going to do there. I haven't concepted that out quite yet. The other thing I want to add to this system is I'm going to make some rolling drawers that will go under the bed for extra storage. It's got this perfect height and empty space beneath the bed that I think can be used really well for a little bit of extra storage, which might be end up where I start putting my clothing, so then I don't have to use closets, and that can free up a closet for other stuff. But not sure about that quite yet. A lot of projects to do, and I don't know if the bed is top priority. The end table is. Right now I use a trash can that I made that has this nice wooden top that opens up, but it's really annoying having stuff on there and then needing to use the trash can, because then I have to take everything off to throw stuff away, and then it's like, oh, this trash can just lost its purpose. So working on those things. But as for the bed frame itself, it's really nice. It was super easy to put together. It's probably the easiest bed frame I've ever put together. It came with a nice tool that I ended up using, which the tool itself broke after its second use, and not the second use of putting the bed together, but like the second time I used it trying to use it on something else. But the tool itself was nice and made putting the bed together really easy, really simple. The only thing, again, I don't like about the bed is they need to put like bed brackets on the end that just keep it from sliding down. Like the bed slides down and they put tape on the wood slats, but that just doesn't really work. It doesn't hold the bed at all. So I'll probably at some point also add some brackets just to keep the bed from sliding down. But other than that, again, I like it. I like the look. I like the height is just perfect. I honestly don't know what I'm going to do if I can ever switch out this bed frame, because that's so in line with my routine now, is the bed at this height and kind of stretching on it. So overall, a great bed frame. I would definitely recommend it. I'll link it in the show notes so you can check it out and see if that's one you want, or if you want one of a different kind for maybe the same brand. Again, I'm a fan of this brand. And with Wayfair too, they did let me return it, although they made me, did they make me pay to ship it back? I can't remember. But I bought the wrong size when I first bought it. And it was, I mean, they took care of me, but it was a process. But in the end, it all worked out and I got the frame that fits my bed correctly and I'm happy with it. While I'm talking about my bed, I might as well talk about kind of how I set my bed up. I sleep with only a fitted sheet and a comforter. Having too much on there just drives me insane. And I sleep with two pillows. One I've started using under my legs, which actually is really nice and I think helps with sleep. I forgot to do it last night, but I have two pillows though that stay on my bed. I hate having a bunch of pillows on my bed. Drives me insane. I know it looks better. I want that, but I just hate having to put them all on and then take them off every night. Not doing it. So I have one square pillow that fits my head perfectly. It's really shallow because I think that helps my head line up with my spine better. And then I have a longer one that's a little more puffy that I use, again, like I was saying, to hold my head up when I'm like on my computer or like just laying in bed. It kind of just props me up a little bit so my head's more angled. And then again, that's also the one I use to put under my legs when I sleep. And then I also have my power cord run up to my bed for my computer. That's always there. And then I have one in my office, and this one that's also like transportable. And then I have my phone charger, which stays in my bed. And I really need to not charge my phone next to me at night, because then I wake up and get on the phone and then I lay in bed for way too long and waste time. So I need to figure that out. But I also use my phone to sleep. I used to use Rain app sounds, but now I use the one that's Apple added, which I'm so glad they added, because then it doesn't use as much power and it's, you know, through their hardware and just in the main menu pull down. It's through like the hearing app or whatever, and they have these just Rain sounds that you can listen to when you go to bed. Such a good feature that they added. So I listen to those every night while I sleep, and that just helps me stay asleep and sleep well. And also, one of the other reasons is I try to take my sleeping with me. And what I mean by that is, if I'm ever traveling or staying somewhere else, I want to be able to still sleep decently well and be able to fall asleep and kind of replicate what I have. So the comforter I chose, I kind of got so I could transport it, which I still haven't figured that out quite yet, because I need to buy a compacting bag that compacts sleeping bags. So then I can stuff that in there and take that with me. So then I always have like that with me. I want to bring my pillow, and then with the sounds, at least, no matter where I am, if I have my phone and some headphones, I can plug that in and then fall asleep and sleep well, at least, or sleep decently and not have other sounds bothering me. And even silence now, I can't get to sleep well with. So that's what I try to do with, like, I try to take my sleep with me whenever I go places and export my bedroom into other bedrooms when I need to. Because sleep is really, really important. I highly recommend you look into how important sleep is. It's not one of those things that, like, I'll sleep when I die. Like, it, not sleeping will kill you sooner. So if you want to die sooner, that's fine. But I'll take some sleep, even though sleeping's weird. I'd rather not sleep. I'd rather just be able to work and whatever. But I like being functional the next day and having my brain operate at a steady pace every day. So that's why I make sure I get proper sleep, and it's really important. Aside from that, that's what I got for today. Please subscribe. It helps me out a lot, trying to grow this podcast and help not only for me, but I'm gonna get other guests on. I want to bring other people, I want to help other people promote their stuff, and I really want to make this a valuable channel for people to grow their audiences, or, you know, for other people I know to get the word out about things to people on here, and help, you know, entrepreneurs of mine that build businesses and have products promote their products. So by subscribing, you can help me do that, and you can help those people get their word out about things. Aside from that, check out the website. I'm redesigning it right now. That'll be released soon, but it's www.reliefkey.co. You can kind of check out some of the work, but also get a freebie. I'm trying to see if this is the right freebie. Right now, it's your organizing horoscope. I'm not sure if that's the right one, but I'd love to know if that's something you actually want, or would you prefer? I was looking at these origami boxes last night. Actually, thank you for reminding me. I need to go do more research on that today. But I might make a little printout for those to make some organizers using origami. I think that might be the real sales point. But I need to figure out, like, what would be really valuable to you in exchange for your email. Because that's really valuable to me. So I want to make sure there's a fair exchange. I'm trying to figure out what that is, and I've been racking my brain for probably over a year and a half trying to figure out what it is, and I still haven't. But I think I'm getting closer, I hope. Anyhow, go check that out. Give me that feedback. Email me, find me on Instagram, wherever, and let me know what you think. Other than that, I will see you tomorrow.